As we mentioned, no Israelis have been killed by rocket fire, but one strike today did cause severe injuries and damage. Around 8:30 in the morning local time, a rocket struck a gas station in Ashdod. One man was sent to the hospital, seriously wounded. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this increases the internal pressure on Israel to stage a ground invasion.
Taxi driver Avram Ayash comes to this gas station every day. This morning, he watched the place go up in flames.
I came in the morning to get my newspaper, and I was in my car when all of a sudden I heard a huge explosion. Next thing I know, a man was collapsed here, and they rushed him to the hospital. It was terrible to see.
Not 3 hours after the rocket landed, Israel's Minister of Housing, Uri Ariel, arrived at the charred, blackened husk of a building. He crunched across the broken glass and delivered a message that amounted to, "I warned you this would happen."
We must react strongly against the terrorist cells in Gaza. We must go in with ground forces, and we have to change the formula that's existed until now with terrorist organizations.
Ariel is a hawk. He belongs to one of Israel's right-wing parties and has been urging a ground invasion for a long time. Now, voices like his are getting louder in Israel.
Okay, let me do the war, I will do it right.
Shirley Chander manages the gas station convenience store here. She says she's in shock from watching her workplace explode.
It's not right that we have to take these missiles. It shouldn't be this way. We have to finish them off, once and for all.
But a ground battle would probably mean Israeli soldiers dying. Galit El-Chai has two sons in the army. Her father is the taxi driver who was nearly killed this morning.
No, I really don't want a ground invasion, definitely not. But I do want it to end already, and I want it to be quiet.
A ground invasion would also mean more Palestinian casualties than the 100 that have died already. Apart from the humanitarian catastrophe, a much larger death toll could bring condemnation from the world community. In the past, that kind of outcry has helped end these conflicts. Anticipating that, today Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel won't be deterred by a global outcry. Israel seems to be in a trap, says Professor Yaron Ezrahi of Hebrew University.
You damn if you invade, and you damn if you don't.
Ezrahi says it's not even clear what a ground invasion would accomplish.
The attempt to conquer Gaza or eliminate Hamas may easily produce a worse alternative. Hamas is much better than chaos. We see chaos in places like Iraq and Syria.
Israel has been moving tanks up to the Gaza border. The military has called up tens of thousands of reserve troops, setting the stage for a possible invasion. In Israel this week, dinner table conversation is all about whether the government is bluffing or actually preparing to invade. Political analysts say it's probably a little of both. Israel has a coalition government with many parties, and for every opinion you can find among the citizens, chances are someone in Israel's government is making that same argument. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Jerusalem.